This night is a special night, though I've been here before, I've preached here before, and I've been a member in my younger years. This is still a special night for me because this is the first time for me to preach here as a member, and that is very special to me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to thank y'all again for the offerings, and though I didn't expect that, totally didn't expect the two offerings. But thank y'all. Amen. And Brother Bobby, Brother Jordan told me, you know, since they didn't take an offering up tonight, that you was taking us out to a very fancy restaurant after church. You know, after church, remember? All right, I'm just joking. Praise God. Amen. I'm just joking. I tell you what, before I begin, I wanted to share something with you. This is the way the enemy will work sometime, but I don't think it was the enemy tonight. I believe it was the Lord trying to speak to me. But today it just seemed like just sometimes a little thing. I wanted to question the Lord when I got here, and I really felt like this was the night, and I got relieved later than I usually do. And from work and just run a little behind. And I, on the way up here, I got a little just, you know, sometimes just a little cuts can be the ones that irritate the most. And I got this little torn skin under my fingernail. And on the way here, I got an ink pen in my hand, and the ink pen was busted, and the ink got up under my fingernail. And I'm like, man, that's just irritating. And then I got to church, and what else? My eye's been bothering me all day. I got a sty or something in my eye. Just little irritating things. I'm like, how am I going to get my mind on preaching? And I got all these little things irritating me. And I sat down over there, and I started feeling sick. I'm like, God, why? I mean, I was feeling fever. Rachel put her hand on my body. I was running a little fever. She felt, man, and she said I felt like I was running a little temp, and my stomach was starting to ache. And I'm like, God, why? The very night that I feel like you are going to allow me to preach, why I feel like this? And then I heard that still, small voice. And this was confirmation. Then the song was saying, Sister Jordan sang a song, Reassurance. And the Lord spoke to me in a still small voice and said, remember what you're going to preach. Remember what I have in you to preach tonight. In other words, practice what you preach tonight. Practice. I want you to practice what you're going to preach. And that was confirmation to me tonight. And I'm over. If you have your Bibles, I'm gonna start with Acts. Very simple thought tonight, and I promise you I will not hold you too long at all. You know, Acts chapter 12, starting with the fifth verse. Somebody say amen when you have it. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. Oh, excuse me, When Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side, raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, and the chains fell off from his hands. And I'm going to skip on down to verse 12 to save time. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda, and she knew Peter's voice. She opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And when they said unto her, thou art mad, but she constantly affirmed that it was even so, then they said, it is an angel. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. In the past, I preached several messages on the subject of prayer. I preached, when do we choose to pray? What prayer can do? Get plugged into the power of prayer and many others as well. Tonight I want to sum it all up, and I've already given you, those that was here the first time, I already give you my title. Believing in your prayers. Believing in your prayers. Sister Mary, Sister Babineau, I'm glad you come up tonight. That also was sort of a confirmation. Believing in your prayers. As the song goes, when God unfolds the road, sometimes we feel like our prayers are not even reaching the ceiling of the room that we're in. No matter how short those ceilings are, I've picked at mom before about this. If you've ever been in my mom and them's house, it's been added on so many times as you walk through the house, it seems like the ceilings are closing in on you because the ceilings start dropping off a little bit. But you know what? Tonight, I don't care how low your ceilings are. They are still reaching. Your prayers are still reaching the ceiling and beyond the ceiling. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, they are reaching the throne of God, and they have not ceased to circle around the throne of God. He still hears the prayers that you prayed yesterday. He still hears the prayer that you prayed last week. He still hears the prayers you prayed last month and last year. Hallelujah. My God is hearing your prayers. And we need to believe in our prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you feel like you're not reaching the ceiling of the room, just hold on and keep holding on by faith. Keep on believing that God is in control and God knows just what to do and when to answer your prayers. I want to read a couple more scriptures real quickly. You don't have to stand. Matthew 21:22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Not just ask, but believing. That's what I'm preaching about tonight. Believing in your prayers. Also, Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire. Not what things you desire. Whatever you desire. When ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall, everybody say shall have them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you hear my prayers, Lord. I thank you, Lord, you hear our prayers when we call, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The reason I said that earlier about reaching the ceiling of the room, sometimes people seem to forget that we serve an omnipresent God. We serve an everywhere God. Hallelujah. When you're praying over here, He's over there. When you're over there, He's over there. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, God is right there. Hallelujah. So even if your prayers were not reaching the ceiling, which they are, and they're going beyond the ceiling, even if they were not to reach the ceiling, they're still reaching God because God is everywhere. Hallelujah. God is everywhere. He's omnipresent. We got to believe that when we pray. He is just, before I even speak the word out, God is right there, hearing it before it even comes out of my mouth. He knows my thought. He knows my prayers. He knows what I have need of before I even ask. Hallelujah. We have an awesome God, an omnipresent God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's time we start believing that God hears our prayers. It's time we start believing that He will give us what we have need of and what we ask of Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter was standing at the door. Hallelujah. He was standing at the door. He was knocking, and the church was in prayer without ceasing. He was at the door knocking, and the church was praying, but yet they were not believing in their prayers. You know, that's what we're guilty of a lot of times. We can pray and pray and pray and pray and not really believe God's really coming about to answer our prayer. Hallelujah. Peter's at the door. And all of a sudden, Rhoda, if I'm pronouncing that right, Rhoda realizes who it is. And she runs back inside and she says, hey, Peter's at the door. Peter's knocking. They tell her, you're crazy. You're mad. You need to go to Jackson, Louisiana.
You crazy. They did not believe what they was praying. And then they're going to tell her she's crazy. She's out of her mind. Peter's in jail. What are they doing praying, brother? Why are they even praying if they not believing God? Just your miracle may be knocking at the door. The prayer that you've been praying about just may be outside the door. Hallelujah. It's time you start believing what you're praying. And start believing that God hears your prayer when you pray. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can get a hold of God when you pray. You can get a hold of God. He is right there. He's an omnipresent, powerful God, all-powerful God, an omnipotent God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've shared a story. I know I've shared it here. But some years ago, Brother Bobby Bennett and I, many years, it's been over 20, maybe less than 20 years ago, I was a teenager, and he might tell me exactly when it was, but we was outside there in McManus, and he had the structure up and a concrete slab, and I was out there early one morning, ground still soaking with dew, and I was out there helping what little help I could do at that age, and I think we took a break or something, and he had a saw and he had a radio out there, and I remember asking him, I said, well, since we're not using the saw, well, you know, we're going to plug the radio in so we can get a little music going, you know, and while we're resting. And I don't remember if I was unplugging the saw or plugging the radio in, but let me tell you what, there was a 110 line he was using for extension cord running across the lawn with a regular wall socket on the end of it. Let me tell you what, I got a hold of that 110 line, and it got a hold of me, and I got a hold of God. Hallelujah. I had no choice but to believe in my prayers. I had no choice but to believe God was going to come through, because I thought I was about to die. I was up here. It got a hold of me, and I couldn't let go of it, and I was shaking and trembling, and all I could do is call out, Jesus! And I don't even remember hitting the concrete. I remember falling back, and somehow it let go of me, and I just knew I was going to die, but God heard my prayer that night. Hallelujah. There'll be times when we need a relationship with God that we never had before. Hallelujah. If we have a relationship with God that He desires for us to have, there's no telling what God will do when we call out on His name. There's no telling what kind of miracles God will perform if we'll have a relationship in prayer that He wants us to have. Hallelujah. 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 Because we're filled with His Spirit, because we're filled with the Holy Ghost, there's no telling what God would do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're filled with His Spirit, and we have God in us. Hallelujah. There'll be situations that come up when we won't have time to pray. That's extremely important that we've already been prayed up, that we're already full of faith. Hallelujah. We need to relieve in our prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many times have we been at death's door? And because we believed when we called out God, He saved us from an extremely bad accident. If I remember, I'll share something else. I don't even know if I got it wrote down. I'll go ahead and tell you. If you hear it again, you know why. The day Rachel and I got in the wreck, we flipped that Jeep. We didn't even have time to call out on God. There was no time whatsoever. It happened that quick. But let me tell you what, there was such a peace of God on us. You know, most time we know when we get in fear, when fear hits us, when we're in scared, we'll scream out something. It may not always be Jesus. It may just, oh, or something. It just, you know how it is. Everybody's been frightened some kind of. But that never happened. It was like a peace of God come over us. We was approaching that tree, and then just in a matter of seconds, I mean, it looked like it was about to hit us. We were about to hit that tree head on, and at the last second, that thing turned over. I believe that was the hand of God, because we hit that tree, it would have been over with, I imagine. But that was an example of not having time to pray. But inside in our hearts, I believe God come through. I mean, I know He did. Praise God. Hallelujah. If all we do is call out on Him, if that's all we do, we're going to be in trouble. I mean, I'll help you understand that in a minute. But we don't need to just call out on Him, but we need to believe. Believe when we pray that God hears. Believe when we pray that God's going to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants us to believe in our prayers. Believe in your prayers. Jesus said, "These things shall ye do also, and greater things." Hallelujah. You can lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. You will do it. Hallelujah. There may be somebody that died and you walk. You're filled with the power of God. When you receive the Holy Ghost, we need to realize what we got inside of us. Hallelujah. We have the power to speak into things and they be done. We have the power to speak unto the dead and they live. We have the power to speak unto the lame and they walk. Hallelujah. We have the power within us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said that you would do it. That's the benefit. That's one of the benefits of praying without ceasing. Always in a mode of prayer. Hallelujah. Always prayerful minded. Hallelujah. I shared a story, another story. The Lord's given me all kind of stories in the last few years. But one in particular, I shared a story about how God was with us, protected us from a situation that the Lord already showed me the night before in a dream. How He protected my parents and me and Victoria and Caleb from being in a bad storm. And to make the long story short, I'm not going to get into everything, but it was a tornado that God prevented us from driving through. During that thing, it got rough and everything, and Victoria and Caleb started getting a little scared as children. Victoria must have been 4 or 5 years old at the time. And I remember her being encouraged to pray. Let me tell you something. God honors a child's prayer. We all been praying. But Victoria began to say a childlike prayer. God, help us. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Keep us safe. Jesus, help us, whatever it was. And after everything come to a calm, she began to look around and notice everything was calm. And she said, "I prayed and the Lord took the storm away." She believed in her prayer. She believed God heard her prayer. We all been praying, but she believed God heard her prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, we need to get a childlike faith, a childlike prayer. Hallelujah. I know if my children come to me and they ask something in the store, they're not just going to think in their mind, "Oh, I wish Daddy would buy that candy for me." No, what they going to do? They're going to ask. They're going to ask me. God said, "You have not because you ask not." And I know my children, if they want something, they're going to ask. They're not going to just think in their mind, "I wish you'd get that. I wish you'd buy that for me. I wish Daddy would do that." No. God wants us to ask Him. But not just ask Him. And that's what I said a while ago, I'll come back to. God wants us to do more than just asking. He wants us to ask in faith and believe that God is going to do it. Hallelujah. God is going to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Childlike faith. I was thinking about family prayer the other day and how important it is. There's an old praying that I want to believe to be true. It's an old saying. It's not scriptural, but a family that prays together stays together. And that's what's wrong in our nation now. We have so many families that scattered about in their homes, that doing their own things. On the games over here, they don't even eat together anymore. Don't even say the blessing together anymore, let alone pray together at night before they go to bed. I remember going to Brother Duncan's home when I was a child, and I really loved the way they got together and prayed before they went to bed. You know, that left an impression on me. But families don't even pray together anymore, and they wonder why their children are in the trouble they are now, because they hadn't been taught to pray. They won't believe in their prayers because they don't see nobody in their family praying. If our children do not see us pray, how are they going to believe in? How are they going to believe their prayers? How are they going to believe God's going to answer their prayers? If they, well, I don't see mom and daddy pray, so it must not be nothing to it. myself have been guilty. I go in there and I'd be at Sister Rachel and I would go in there and get them to go through the lay me down to sleep prayer and I'll gradually add to it, help them start learning. You know, it's more than just now lay me down to sleep. I'll start teaching them a little bit more, adding to it. But I've been guilty of going in there and doing that with them and as a routine, and then I'll walk out and they never hear me pray. They never see me pray. How are they going to believe? How are they going to believe God is going to hear their prayers? They don't even see their own daddy or mom pray. And I didn't mean to get off on that, but I prayed for God, and Rachel gets on me every time I mention this, but I prayed for God to send me a prayer for a woman. Somebody that loved God and loved to pray. The scriptures say a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And I thought about that, and this is not scripture what I'm about to say, but I thought about it. A man that findeth a praying wife findeth a great thing. It's important that we know our spouses is praying too. Hallelujah. The main thing that impressed me about her was when we was talking, was if I called her in the morning time, before, you know, when I thought she'd be awake, if I called her and she hadn't talked to God yet, she'd let me know. She'd say, well, I'll call you back later. I hadn't even prayed yet this morning. That impressed me. Or if she called me first and then realized, oh, well, I hadn't talked to God. That showed me where her priorities were, and that was very important. And and I know she didn't do that to impress me, because I knew what kind of person she was before even she or I even knew how we'd be talking. And hallelujah. Oh, if we just start today, Brother Tony Roberts has a song, and I have in mind of trying to sing one day. If we just start the day out with prayer. Start the day out with prayer. We'll find the day will go so much better if we'll take the time to pray. Get in tune in the morning and live in harmony all day. Hallelujah. Live in harmony all day. If we start the day out with prayer, we'll live in harmony all day. Hallelujah. Many times we'll wait till bedtime to pray. We'll wait till lay me down to sleep prayer, if you will. And then we want to pray. But what would happen if we start the day out with prayer? Yes, there are going to be things, there are going to be circumstances we're going to face during the day whether we prayed or not. But if we start the day out with prayer, we'll be able to handle those circumstances a lot better if we had prayed before. I know we're going to have troubles. And I'm not saying if you start your day out with prayer, you're not going to have no trouble, because I'd be lying. But we'd handle them a lot better if we start the day out with prayer and believe God's going to have His hand on us during the day. Hallelujah. And I'm trying to hurry. But I found the best time of the day to pray. I personally found the best time is in the early morning hours. When there's nothing going on to distract you, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, there's no traffic on the road, there's no horns blowing, you ain't got to worry about somebody coming knocking on the door or a phone ringing that time in the morning. You ain't got no kind of distractions whatsoever, but you got all the long time with God, a peaceful time. And I tell you what, that's some of the best times I've had with God in prayer, is in the early morning hours. But you can, yes, it's sort of like that in the evening time, everything seems to slow down. But your body is so tired from the day that you went through without prayer. And then when you get to the end of that day and you hadn't prayed, and you won't pray after you went through it, you can do it, but it's not as nowhere near as good as in the early morning hours, starting the day out with prayer. We need to turn our belief into God is not hearing our prayers, to believe in God is hearing our prayers. Hallelujah. And watch what God will do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we'll pray and believe, there's no telling what God will do. He will do it. He will hear our prayers. Hallelujah. Sometime in prayer and storms, it seems like we're all alone. And we pray and it seems like God is not hearing us. We pray and it seems like God is not there. Let me tell you what. I thought about something. Someone asked a question one time. It might have been Brother Woodruff. Somebody asked a question one time. When is the only time the teacher is silent? Anybody know? When is the only time a teacher is silent? Brother Jordan probably knows, because he's been to college, and there's a lot of people who's been in school, and I've been in. That's right. test. The only time the teacher is silent is during the test. You know, a teacher gets paid to teach and talk, unless you had a teacher like I had in high school. She just crammed you with as much as homework as you could, and you sort of taught yourself. I don't remember her teaching whatsoever. I just remember her cramming the work and book. You taught yourself from the book. But the only time the teacher is silent is during a test. And that's exactly what God will do sometime. It seems like God ain't hearing your prayer, and you wonder, my God, why ain't you doing anything? But He's waiting to see if you're going to believe, if you're going to trust Him during the hardest times of your life. He's waiting to see what you're going to do, if you're going to trust Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know what it's like to be waking in the early morning hours to pray. God desires for us to be sensitive to Him when no one else will. Hallelujah. Sometimes we may pray. I'll say it again. Sometimes we may pray weeks. We may pray days, months, years. And God still hears every one of those prayers that you prayed. Even though it seems it's so long ago, and you said, well, God must not heard me pray that prayer yet last year. He must not heard because He ain't done nothing, but you keep trusting God. God just wants to see just how much you're going to believe. He wants to see just how much you're going to trust Him. You know, that's what a lot of people say. They say, well, they start not believing because they think God is on their time clock. God's got His own time clock. God's going to do it when He gets ready. You just pray it and you just wait for God to do it when He gets ready to do it. Because He has a reason for everything. Hallelujah. You may be praying for a loved one that seems like they're getting further into sin. The more you pray, keep praying for them. Keep believing God's going to do it to save them. You know, that's our job. That's all we can do for them is pray for them. But God will deal with them if you're praying for them. But it's up to them whether they heed to it or not. It's up to them whether they follow. Hallelujah. David called out, hear me when I call. Hear my prayer. You know, sometimes our praying isn't praying. I got to be careful. I don't want to sound like I'm smart-aleck or anything. But, you know, if I was calling Brother Jordan, oh, Brother Jordan. Hey, Brother Jordan. Oh, Brother Jordan. You know, we do that sometimes, pray. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
And never told him, you hadn't told him anything.
I do that to my wife sometimes just to aggravate. Rachel. She said, yeah, I hear her say, yeah. Rachel, yes. And she, if I keep on doing it, she's going to get aggravated. God hears us when we call His name. But because we don't take it past calling on His name, it's no good. It's not good at all if all we do is call His name. Hallelujah. There'll be times when we need to have faith in our prayer and believe God is hearing our prayer. Hallelujah. Sometimes it can be a struggle to pray, especially if you're sleepy. But you know what? God honors. He honors if you just take the initiative to at least get down on your knees. Whether you feel like praying or not, if you just take that initiative, say, Lord, Lord knows you're tired. But if you take that initiative and get down, just at least speak two or three words to Him, He'll still honor that. But I don't take me wrong. I don't believe in just a little short prayer. I believe we need to have a relationship with God and pray always. You know, and when we got time to spend a good quality time, God desires quality time with you. Hallelujah. He watches every moment. He's sitting on the edge of a throne, if you will. And He watches and listens. He's like, oh, I wish such and such would pray to me. I long to hear them voice today. I long to hear from them today. Why ain't they talking to, you know, there's about 6 billion people on this earth today. Maybe a lot more than that, but I thought about that today before I left the house. 6
billion people. And I wonder what percentage of that really talks to the Lord. He is looking. You know, if 6 billion people, let me tell you how God is. If 6 billion people would all pray at the same time, He would hear every one of their prayers. That's how important your prayer is. He'll still hear your prayer. It don't matter how many people. God is not limited to hearing. He hears all of us. But I know that's not going to happen. I ain't no telling what would happen if 6 billion people would pray. But I know that's not going to happen because I know because the Word tells us that not everybody. Jesus. But God longs to hear our prayer. Hallelujah. God watches. There's a song that says, call Him up. Call Him up. And tell Him what you want. Let me say it again. Call Him up. Call Him up. And tell Him what you want. Call Him up. Call Him up. And tell Him what you want. Hallelujah. I could call somebody right now on my cell phone. Ooh, it's connected to the internet. My goodness. I got to take that off this phone. I hate that. I could call somebody up right now. And if I let it ring and let it ring and then they answer and I don't say anything, they're going to assume I'm not there and they're going to hang up. We have not because we ask not. God wants us to go beyond just calling on Him. He wants us to go beyond just asking of Him. He wants us to believe. He wants us to believe in our prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to realize God hears our prayer when we pray, and we need to speak up when He does, when we do call on Him. Lord, we're calling. I worship You. We're saying, Lord, we're calling. I love You. We're saying. Now we need have a need. Lord, I need this. I need that. I desire this. You know, we need to tell Him what we want, but not just tell Him. It goes beyond telling. It goes beyond calling on Him. It's time we start believing in our prayers. Believing in our prayers. Yes, it's important to pray. I'm not saying prayer is not important. It's time we take it a little bit further than just praying. It's time we start believing we're praying. Is that simple enough? If all we do is call, 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 we need to start asking and telling and believing. Hallelujah. I've got high-speed internet connection. It's amazing. Y'all, you're going to like this, y'all, those that know about the internet. It's much faster. It's amazing what it can do. I'm going to wrap up as a musician. Get ready. We've got to believe that we don't have to wait on a connection from God. Hallelujah. And that we don't have to worry about having a lost connection. Because when we're connected with God, we won't have a lost connection. Hallelujah. God hears. We don't have to go, oh! You know when a dial-up internet comes, it makes all kind of racket and noises on a dial-up internet trying to get the connection, trying to get the attention of the network it's dialing into. I can't explain all that, but I know I've had that. And it makes all kind of noises that kind of irritate you. And it just make all, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about. It'll make all kind of connection noises trying to connect. But when we connect to God, it's like a high-speed internet. All you got to do is connect and click on the icon. Boom, you're connected. That's the same way with my God. When you call on Him, boom, you're connected just like that. And all you got to do is tell Him what you want. You got to tell Him what you want. Hallelujah. Call on Him. Call on Him and tell Him what you want. You know, after we're connected, whether we're connected by dial-up or whether we're connected high-speed, we still have to input information in there and tell the internet what we want. www.upc.i.com. We still have to tell it. Same way with my God. If we're connected Him, though we connected Him high-speed, boom, you're connected to God. When you call on His name, you still got to talk to Him. You still got to communicate. Hallelujah. We have a God that hears our prayer. Hallelujah. Prayer is our life's bloodstream, our spiritual life. The blood in our body, we wouldn't live physically without the blood in our body. Same way, brothers and sisters, without prayer, if we don't have prayer in our spiritual life, we'll die spiritually.
It's time we start praying, and not just praying, but believing. Let me tell you tonight, prayer changes the unchangeable. Prayer heals the unhealable. Prayer touches the untouchable. Prayer revives the dead. Hallelujah. Prayer moves the unmovable. Prayer wakes the unwakeable. Prayer opens the unopenable. If you got something right now you're going through and it seems like that's a closed door, guess what? Prayer opens those closed doors. Hallelujah. Prayer will touch the untouchable. You got somebody you think God won't, it's not going to touch, prayer will help. Hallelujah. God will take what's wrong in your life and make it right. He will heal the broken hearts. He'll heal the broken dreams. He is just a call away. With God, you'll never get a busy signal. You'll never get a recording. Sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. You'll never get a lost connection. God is a high-speed connection. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Hallelujah. God is not a dial-up God. God is a high-speed connection. Hallelujah. He's an awesome, what an awesome God we have. Hallelujah. Start believing that God hears our prayer. Start believing in your prayers. It's easy sometimes to believe in somebody else's prayer. There's nothing wrong with asking somebody else to pray for you. But it's so easy sometimes to call somebody up because you don't have enough faith in your own prayer and you want somebody to pray for it. God wants us to believe in our prayers. He said that you would lay hands on the sick. I said all that tonight to encourage you to start believing in your prayers. To start asking for what you want. Not asking what you have need of all. I mean, that reminded me. I did have something else I wanted to bring out. God does not want to be our panic button. God does not want to be our emergency switch. He wants us to come to Him in prayer because we love Him, because of who He is. He don't want to be our panic button. Oh, God, I need you now, Lord. I'm in a mess. I'm in a pickle. I got problems. No, God don't want us. He wants us to have a relationship with Him. I've heard Brother Davis talk about having a relationship with God. It's important to have a relationship with God, because when you have a relationship with God, like I said, there'll be situations come up. It's important that you've already had that relationship, because you're not always going to have time to pray. You're not always going to have time to call up on God. Hallelujah. If you want to be healed tonight, don't leave this place without asking and believing for a healing. If you have a need tonight, you need a financial blessing, don't leave this place tonight without believing God is going to provide that blessing for you. Jesus is on the high speed main line right now. I wasn't going to say this, but I will. As you all know, most of y'all sent emails about the wreck. I didn't go around sharing this, but before all that happened, before we lost that vehicle, we had another vehicle that was just sitting in the yard. And the Lord impressed my wife and I to give it to a couple that was in need of it. We was going to ask $1,500 for it. We was going to ask, we was going to sell it. That wasn't a lot, but we were going to ask the money. We was going to ask $1,500 for it. And the Lord impressed my wife first. And then she came to me, and I felt it was confirmation. And we gave it to that couple that was in need. They had children. They had a newborn on the way. I think they done had another one since. And they was living with their parents, and they needed a vehicle desperately because they was having to borrow their parents' vehicle to come to church. And their parents would give them a lot of fit because they didn't go to a Pentecostal church. They was of another denomination, and that could be very, very hard. But anyway, after the wreck happened, the devil come to me and said, "Ha ha, See, if you wouldn't have got rid of that vehicle, you would have had one to fall back on." I said, "Devil, let me tell you, we didn't give that Jeep away for our, I know God blesses us for giving, but I didn't give that vehicle away. We didn't give it away to be blessed, because God has already blessed us in many ways. But I told the devil, I said, "Devil, you're a liar. God has not forgotten that. And God will provide my need. God will provide us with a vehicle." And top it all off, after the wreck, just a few weeks ago, we had a little storm come through. That Jeep was totaled. I mean, we rolled it over and the body wasn't no good. But the engine, I thought, might have been good. We might have saved that engine.
And we, you know, we still prayed. You got to believe in your prayers. Let me tell you. And I remember telling the devil, I said, "Devil, God ain't forgot that. He ain't forgot." And anyway, a few weeks later, I was considering selling trying to get the engine, sell it. There's a lot of Jeeps I see on the road around here. The interior was still good. The seats was intact. A lot of people might have Jeeps around here that got tore seats. And I said, I thought about all kind of ways I could try to make money off that Jeep, even though it was total. And just a few weeks later, the storm come through, and the front of that Jeep, the metal was touching the ground. The wiring was exposed, and lightning struck it. It blew up or burned up to nothing. Like it had been in a wreck or something, like it had been blown up. I questioned at first. I thought maybe somebody might have set it on fire, and there's a few other people that agreed. But after talking to the fire chief, he said, no. He said, "I'm going to tell you what, if I would have set it on fire, I wouldn't have done it during a hard rainstorm, because it wouldn't have been worth the thrill for those who get thrills out of that." I didn't realize it was storming. There was witnesses of the road on a porch. And I wanted to say, "God, what are you..." I'm like, "What did I do? I mean, what are you trying to tell me?" And I thought about it, and I said, I told Rachel, I feel like that was the Lord's way of letting me know. You know, you need to believe what you prayed. Don't try to figure me out. Don't try to make money off of that, because I done told you I was going to provide. I'm going to provide it for you. Let me tell you, maybe that same week that happened, fire finished it off. I got a phone call I wasn't expecting. I was in a little wreck of no fault of my own with the state of Louisiana in their van. And Brother Charlie knows. And anyway, I was almost hit head on. And I, you know what, it wasn't my vehicle. I wasn't going to try to do any lawsuit or anything. And it wasn't my vehicle. I wasn't really serious to her. I was sore, banged up. And anyway, I got a call. It's been almost a year. This month has been a year ago that wreck happened. And I got a call from that boy's insurance company. Said, we need to go ahead and take care of everything with the state, pay them back. We owe them $5,000. See, the state, workman's comp paid for my medical bill, but the insurance still had to pay the state back for my medical bill. So they said, "We got to pay them back. It's going to be like it's over $5,000 with the medical bills. I guess that includes the damage to the van." And next thing she said, "We need to send you a check." I got quiet for a second.
"You did?
Me a check? Why didn't he send me a check? They paid for my medical bills. There wasn't no money out of my pocket. But I guess it was for suffering and pain. Let me tell you what. I'm trying to hurry. The check they sent me was $100 more than we was asking for the Jeep we would have sold. Believe in your prayers. Not just asking, but believing. God bless you. I love y'all, and thank you for the opportunity again. I believe God, I believe this was for somebody. I preached this the other day, and it wasn't nearby. I feel more of the anointing tonight than I did the other day. But the Lord spoke to me before church in prayer. I was in the office, and the Lord spoke to me for somebody there. And I doubt this really, the Lord really used me here like that, because, I mean, I've been promised that I'll be using supernatural gifts years ago. Brother Woodrow, last time he was here, said something about it. But this won't happen much here because I you know, the enemy won't allow it. I mean, I've got myself in a hole. I'm trying to get out of it. You know, I know all you and for y'all that know about the gifts, you know, that's the way the devil works sometimes. I won't be able to operate like that here because I know too much of the devil. Say, "Oh, well, tell somebody, well, he knows about me already. He knows about my problems." You know, that ain't not just him, that's just Daryl. But anyway, Sunday morning, I was at Brother Clark Church in prayer, and the Lord spoke to me and said to tell somebody that God, the prayers you've been praying, let me remember how you're fixing to see the result of the prayer that you've been praying because you believe. Somebody there, I guess, I hope I find out. So it confirms to me, I need that. But I hope I find out. But God spoke to me to tell somebody that God, they were about to see a result of the prayer they've been praying a long time because they've been faithful and they believed.
Anyway, I need a hush. But I love y'all, and thank you for your prayers. It means a lot to me. Again, this was very special to me because this was the first night I preached here as a member. Although I preached before, and although I've been a member before, this was the first night, and I will document this. I love y'all. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, it ought to help confirm that y'all are in the right place. This is where you belong.